Okay, that was Mage Rider on his keyboard. And I'm Frog Splash 45. I'm being joined by N Sarcasm.
Hi there.
Freak Monkey.
Hello.
James.
Yep.
And Mage Rider.
Hello.
Stop showing off. Now turn it off. Now, we're gonna talk about E3 and our impressions and reactions to the press conferences for the next hour or so. So, let's get right into it. Anyone want to start us off?
Day zero, Microsoft press conference.
Okie dokie. Who wants to talk about that first? I'll go. Like, I thought it was a good conference. It was everyone, the mainstream media, totally picked up on it with the whole Project Natal and everything. And it was a good conference in terms of everyone. But in terms of hardcore gamers, it was just, I didn't like it at all.
I thought I was going to say I was the only one here that liked it. Because I'm a multi-platinum, I mean, not platinum, platform person. So,
platinum, wow.
The exclusives don't really weigh too much to me.
I can see why people happy about it.
Yeah.
But who here wasn't creeped out by that whole little Milo thing?
It was lame in my opinion because the whole Microsoft conference, I mean, I basically knew everything that was going to be there except for Crackdown 2 and Lowe's for Dead sequel. I mean, it was nothing surprising in my opinion. And the whole project...
Well, you can say the same about Sony. Like, there wasn't anything that surprising there either.
The whole,
impressive stuff, though.
No one expected it, to be honest. And the Hannah Montana PSP, I mean, come on, that knocked me off my feet.
Yeah, that is the megaton right there.
No, yeah, they won. The war is over.
Yeah, James, you want to put your mic closer to your...
Yeah,
you're
sorry.
You're coming a little too low.
The Microsoft press conference, they had some good stuff, like with Splinter Cell, kind of, I think, was the big thing that blew people away, and it looked good, but
I hope that goes multi-console.
Honestly, it was the only thing that really surprised me, besides that and Project Natal. In hindsight, looking at Project Natal, I really don't think I was looking at the tech demos they were showing, and in comparison to the promo videos they had before it, it just didn't look as good as that. And when they were actually using it, the technology did not seem as good as they were trying to show off in those videos.
I think it'll be a worthwhile project as long as they can keep the shovelware from raining down on us they did with the Wii.
If people already don't like playing Wii games because there's too much motion, this doesn't have any controller at all, so there's no buttons. So how much could that even be worse? Then you're just gonna be waving your arms around the whole time. It's at least with the Wii, there is some games that use the buttons and stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know,
I see what you're trying to say.
But the thing is,
shovelware might end up being glorified iToy stuff.
Exactly, and iToy can do a lot of those things. I think it's just the fact that Microsoft made it seem like a bigger deal than what the PlayStation Eye can do. Like, when they announced PlayStation Eye games, they didn't really show them off really that much. And I'm sure a lot of what the PlayStation Eye can do already is pretty close to what Natal can do. Especially when they use the newer controllers that they're coming out with. But we'll get into that when we get to the Sony conference. Microsoft, though, they had a lot of
So what about
ideas.
Metal Gear Rising.
Yeah, that was probably...
That was a big deal at first.
No, it was a huge flop idea, because at first you're like, oh my god, this is terrible, this is for Sony, this is going to be huge for Microsoft, they're going to totally
And then
win.
We find out
and then you
it's
find
multi-platform.
Out it's multi-platform. And then everyone's just like, okay, whatever.
No.
They were trying to have another effect like they had last year with the Final Fantasy
exactly,
13 announcement.
This was way less than that too, because in hindsight... Yep. Hideo Kojima says he's not even directing it or anything, so it's gonna be a good game probably, but it's not the megaton. It's not the megaton they were hoping. They tried making it seem like Yeah, they tried making it seem like a bigger deal than it was by having Hideo come out, and then they're like, "We find like our platform is finally complete because we have a Metal Gear game." And I'm like, that's like a little weird phrasing, I think.
You said it'll seem like a Ninja Gaiden ripoff in sarcasm. Is that what you said?
I don't think so.
I think it might be a little more like a Zone of the Enders kind of thing. Because they said, like, what's it called? Like, Lightning Bolt Action was their catch subtitle or whatever.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
Totally it was a Japanese direct translation, so it probably sounds cool there. And then, like, over here, it's just like, no, that sounds stupid.
I mean, so. Think about it. I mean, Raiden is my favorite character, so I'm going to get the game one way or the other. I mean, you can get a 2.5 and I'll still get it. But the thing about it is, they made a big deal and they're like, yeah, man, we stole it from the PlayStation 3. And I mean, it was never announced as an exclusive.
I don't think they made it that big of a deal, actually. They were just like, oh, we have a Metal Gear 2.
They did try to make it a big deal, but they wanted to kind of make it, like, the way they phrased everything, they made sure they didn't mention that it's coming to the PS, like, that they wanted to make it seem like it's an exclusive without saying it, but it isn't. It's like kind of how, like, show Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. And then they try...
Oh, Modern Warfare 2, that was a good point of their press conference, even though it was multi-platform.
What I'm saying here is, like, they try to make it seem like you can only get the game on their system, the way they phrase the words.
Well, they're always going to do that.
Yeah, I know, that's how Sony does it, too. Like, Assassin's Creed, they kind of tried making that their own with their conference.
It's like, you can get exclusive stuff if you, like, put it on your PSP. Mm-hmm. Like, Modern Warfare 2 gets, like, 2 exclusive maps or something. For a while.
Yeah, that's 2 dumb. Timed that exclusive maps, I think.
All that DLC stuff is retarded to me. I hate that.
At least they said it was timed exclusive at first. It wasn't like...
Timed exclusive DLC. That's ridiculous.
It's dumb. It's probably going to be for like a ridiculous. Week. It's probably going to be for a week. They're probably just doing this just to make it that little bit of an advantage.
But how many people are going to actually look into it? It's probably a week. There's probably people who think it's going to be some major thing and they're going to fall for it, though.
You know what I think is going to be funny is if it's a timed exclusive but for a day because the PlayStation Store updates the day after.
Yeah.
If that's what they meant. That'd be pretty funny if that's what they meant. If they can say that for all their downloadable content, that'd be hysterical.
One thing that really guts me about Modern Warfare 2 is the whole thing about what is it that you can do to improve this game. I mean, I'm not a big fan of it. I like Bad Company more, to be honest. But
Bad Company was great.
Yeah, I like the humor and whatnot. But then again, with Modern Warfare 2, what you think is, I mean, everyone's like, it's perfect. What can you do to improve it? I mean, you can just, in my opinion, I think what they should have did was just, like, release probably about 10 maps and, like, slightly upgrade the graphics from Modern Warfare. And, I mean, price for, like, $20 with a new storyline or something. And, I mean, they don't have to waste $60 on it. I mean, like they said, there's nothing that you can do. I mean, I like Killzone and Killzone 2. I mean, there's a totally big difference. Then you have Resistance 1 and Resistance 2. Totally big difference. I mean, if you see what I'm saying here.
Yeah, but the thing
I get
is
what you're saying.
It's all about money. So, really, they're going to put out... It's just like how Halo 3 ODST isn't a downloadable pack. They can put it out there and make $60 off of it. It's the same.
They can make $100 with that new controller, which people will probably buy.
Am I the only one here who was unimpressed by the Modern Warfare 2 trailer? The little demo they showed?
I'm unimpressed with anything.
Hold on, yeah, let James talk.
I'm unimpressed by anything from Infinity War because they're not doing anything new. It's not innovative. I mean, it's just, hey, big deal, we got a shooter. I mean, our name is out there. It's almost like if BioWare makes a game, then it's going to get good scores because it's BioWare. Just like if Bethesda, I think I'm saying their name right. I mean, their games are going to get good scores because their name. Just like Fallout 3 was garbage in my opinion. But I mean, their name is up here. And I mean, it's really big. That's the thing about it.
Think that
I really like the Modern Warfare 2 example because it kind of showed off like how kind of like I kind of like the I love their pacing and just like how it's just like a huge action movie and how you can get on that snowmobile
Uncharted
shoot people.
Uncharted does that better though.
I would disagree, but okay.
Wow, no way, dude.
I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't paying attention to the one.
I still love Call of Duty 4 single player. I think it's one of the best single player shooters around.
I think that I'm glad that Infinity Ward has taken away the Call of Duty name. I hope they keep that because honestly, World at War was an embarrassment. If they didn't come out with that, I don't think Call of Duty would be getting so much flack as it's getting. Like people like kind of make fun of Call of Duty now, and because of how just ridiculous some people are about it, and it is stupid. So many people bought World at War only because they liked 4, and it wasn't...
Exactly. So how are they making fun of it? Like, it's just playing to the casual market's love for shooters.
People don't realize that it's not as good as it as they think it is, and they don't realize that there's better games, and
there's
a problem with that. It's a monopoly.
I rented World at War, and I didn't like it at all. Played, didn't even touch the campaign at all. I don't think so.
Well,
tried the
Activision.
Multiplayer,
Activision,
didn't like it.
Activision does this with all their games. That's all they like now is this yearly
Guitar Hero 5?
Guitar Hero.
It's like semi-annual.
Tony Hawk.
It's ridiculous. Semi-annual games, or how would you say it? Biannual? It's like...
A lot of games.
And the thing about Guitar Hero, I mean, why don't you just release like a megaton pack for downloadable content, probably about $20 or something like that.
Rock Band is good at that.
The Beatles thing looks pretty cool, to be honest.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. And it'll probably be a big deal.
Yeah, Beatles Rock Band.
I guarantee that's going to get on like all kinds of talk shows too, the Beatles game.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
Was it like...
Three singers.
Jimmy Fallon did a E3 wrap-up show. Or something like I think he sent somebody out to cover E3 and they all just made fun of it, but whatever.
Yeah, well, Conan O'Brien made fun of like the opening of like Star Wars Episode 2. I remember it was pretty funny.
What doesn't Conan make fun of?
Conan's funny. I like Conan. But anyways, we talked about the Microsoft conference for a while. Just that Milo stuff. Anyone want to get that out of the way before we move on to Nintendo?
Terminator.
Hold on.
Terminator.
Terminator. Yeah. Skynet.
Yes.
I think that Milo was what made people more into Natal than everything else, because it is being made by Molyneux, and Molyneux's a pretty big guy, and I think that was what made Natal such a big deal was that little piece of software they showed off.
Yeah.
For me, that just scared me off. I'm never going to touch that, and I will if I like accidentally turn it on.
You're not
gonna
touch Milo.
Like, scream. If I like accidentally turn that on or something, I'm gonna like scream
no,
and like rush over
to
the power
funny
button.
If he starts talking to you while you're trying to play like Gears of War, Mass Effect, he just like comes up and is like, "I want to play" or something like that, and you're just like, "What?
Please, sir, can I have some more?"
Yeah, seriously.
Wait, Kieran, do
a Milo voice.
Awesome Kieran. English.
In
sarcasm.
No, I'm not being made of fun of it.
Do a Peter Molyneux voice about like how he's talking about
what
how great it is.
Yikes. No, he's far more British than I am. I can't do it.
Okay. Yeah, though, I like how he says like this was not acted, and it was like it does seem like with the one girl talking to it, I'm like. It seemed like she was acting. I don't know. He says, like, she reached for those goggles, and I was like, she did?
I think there were strings behind the whole conference thing, because if I can remember, I think it was either G4 or Kotaka, whatever. It's one of those websites. They were like, the guy actually went in front of Milo, and he's like, hey, nice blue shirt. He's like, okay, now, there's something weird here. There's no way that, I mean, this guy can... just see my shirt and I mean automatically say it's blue, so there had to be strings around it.
No,
and I mean the fact that he said it's not
active. I think it's possible.
I listened to one of Listen Up yesterday and or not Listen Up, I was listening to GameScoop, right? And I was listening to Greg Miller. He's talking about how Jeremy Dunham he had like a Milo conference thing, and he was talking to Milo, right? And they said, like, say something humorous to Milo. And he says, hi, Milo, I like your shirt. And then Milo just gives him, like, a weird, sad-looking away face. And he did that for each and every person that asked. He just kind of gave them a weird look and then, like, walked away. So, I don't know.
Okay.
Is this thing that demo was broken?
Is this thing that was supposed to make
Wait,
people sad?
What, did they say
what?
In sarcasm?
Well, they said the demo was broken, apparently. All he would do was react instead of actually saying things.
Yeah, that's
what Oh, the demo was broken, I see.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think the I think that behind closed doors, they can make this... Like, when they do these pre-tape videos, it kind of annoys me because you don't know if it's real or not. If they did it on stage, you can tell if they're messing up or not. And that's what I liked about the Sony thing, was that really everything they did was a tech demo, and they showed it actually working, and it worked flawlessly pretty much. I mean, there wasn't really anything wrong with it that I can find with their controllers. But let's do Nintendo now, because
they shouldn't we move on like EA and Ubisoft first?
Hey, can I say one more thing?
No, they're not even worth it.
God, no.
Why?
Wait, hold on, what?
I mean, it fills more time, you know? Fills more time.
Why would you want to fill time with those?
Why? This is a PlayStation podcast.
I mean, this one
let's
more
get to
thing.
PlayStation.
Please?
Go ahead.
The Milo thing is going to fail because you can't ask it how long is your penis or anything like that. Wow. I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, you ever have one of those aim bots like on like instant messengers where you like talk to them and then if you say something like foul, they'll just be like, hey, I don't like that. That's all they'll say. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of dead ends. There's going to be a lot of dead ends in conversation with him.
I'm serious. I'm serious. It's going to malfunction, but instead of, you know, not responding or anything, it's going to try and kill you.
Yeah, it's
going
to take over your fridge, and it's going to like start like your toaster and everything in your house is just going to start going haywire.
The minute it becomes self-aware, we are all screwed.
True.
I have a friend who has their server, and it's named Skynet.
Wow, that's great.
And they can't turn it off for some reason.
That's very comforting.
That's cool. Now, let's talk about all right, Nintendo.
Nintendo.
The first thing...
was better than last year.
New Super Mario
Nintendo.
Brothers was like their best announcement.
It's impossible to be worse than last year.
It was
better than last year.
It was better than last year, but that's not
saying the best.
Much.
Better than last year.
Yeah, so...
I did not watch...
Yes.
Hold on.
I cared so little about it, I didn't even watch it. I just skipped it.
The one announcement for me that made me happy was Golden Sun DS, because I love Golden Sun.
Mm-hmm. Well,
announcement for me was that Team Ninja was making another Metroid, even though I'm not going to get to play it, but Team Ninja's awesome.
Yeah, yes, they are.
Yeah, that was, if you saw a Penny Arcade comic, that was, like, one thing that, like, everybody
yeah,
liked about
that.
The conference
it was funny
that end of it.
The comic where they're like, this thing sucks, man, I hate Nintendo, and then it comes up with that,
Vitality
and they're just, like,
sensor.
So happy. It comes up with that little, like, Metroid announcement on the screen, and then the guys are just looking at each other with, like, big, like, anime eyes. It was funny.
And what's the difference?
Like, a rainbow in the background.
Yeah.
What were you saying, James?
What's the difference between this one and, like, the last Metroid that came out? Because, I mean, they're like, Metroid M, I don't get it.
I think it's because the other Metroid games were all first-person shooters. Uh-huh. Metroid Other M is a little more like an action game, it seems like.
I think it's going to switch
between the original NES, SNES ones.
And bigger tits also, so, okay. All
okay,
right.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. I think it's gonna switch.
They love
the ninja stuff in like the ninja style and the first person shooter style. I think it's gonna switch between those somehow, or maybe you can choose if you want to switch between them. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, so Nintendo finally has a good game. Awesome. I mean, that's cool.
Instead of no reasons for that, we now have one reason.
Hey, there's Super Mario Galaxy.
I honestly didn't see the conference, so I went to like Games Radar and like looked at their little breakdown of the conference. I honestly thought they were joking about the vitality sensor. I thought that was just a little joke they threw in there, and they didn't really make that.
Put your finger in your Wii.
I don't get it. To be honest.
What?
I don't get the whole thing. I mean, why? I don't even get what the motion plus.
It's to
thing
tell
was.
You
I
if
mean,
you're
you know,
alive if you, when you're playing Wii Fit. It's to tell you if you're alive or not, basically. So
yeah, so
if,
it,
if it's not
like
working, that means
the
you're
doctor.
Dead.
There's no need to,
because we owners are that dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I need to have
so,
this
I mean,
thing.
I'm
telling
a game
if
I'm
living
alive.
Or not.
Okay, I get it.
But
that's awesome. I mean,
it wasn't. There was some cool stuff like the new Super Mario Brothers. I actually like that because it looks like a really cool like multiplayer game. Because you know, original Super Mario Brothers, everyone pretty much it's pretty much like widely renowned and loved.
It's kind of like Zelda Four Swords, if you've ever played that.
I know what that is, yeah. Isn't it like where you're kind of competing, but at the same time it's cooperative?
Yeah, it's actually pretty fun to play. Mm-hmm.
So the big three were Super Mario Galaxy, Metroid, and New Super Mario Brothers. And I think, wasn't there a rumor that a new Zelda, or like, I can remember, there's a bunch of
Zelda. Yeah, I think conflicting, there was going to be another.
There's conflicting like things where Zelda. Like Miyamoto said something, but then somebody took it as something else.
Miyamoto showed pictures, and those pictures got leaked.
Okay.
Idiot.
They should have announced it. Why wouldn't they just announce it at the thing?
Yeah.
Well, because they're just starting it. Like, this isn't a full product
yet. Who cares?
Yet,
who cares?
So.
They should have just done it. They should have.
Yeah, they really need
I would, if
that,
I was,
probably.
If I was Nintendo, I would have been, you know what, just say it. Just say they're having one, even if it's coming out in 3 years.
If I was Nintendo, I would have completely abandoned everything and, like, started with a new console or something.
Why? They're making so much money. Why would they do that?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either if I'm making that much money, but, I think that they should have just had the Wii be something more than... They should have just had more hardcore games, obviously, and had more better technology.
That's what I was talking about.
Because they don't sell.
This is like the first... I'll give them some credit. Cut them some slack, because this is like the first time something like this has happened. But that's what I was worried about, how much shovelware was put on the Wii because like developers aren't even trying anymore. And they'll know it'll make money. You get like sort of sim.
If people won't buy games, like, they won't make the games for them. So that's where they kind of screwed. They've kind of backed themselves into a corner there, so that third parties won't develop for them anymore unless they're developing puppy games or pets, animals, five.
Yeah.
And
do you think they're really proud when they came up with this conference and they had like a few hardcore games and think, yes, we're catering to our hardcore?
And there were some people that were.
I think they were proud.
There's some people that were like, yeah, Metroid was the biggest thing ever, and it really wasn't because we don't even know what it's going to be like yet, but it's a big
it's
announcement.
It's still the best thing at the conference.
It's a good thing for...
It's better than last year.
Yes.
I want a Wii Music, too, to be honest. I want
Wii Music Plus.
wait, has that... Has that Wii Motion Plus thing even released yet? They were talking about that last year, and
it released quite soon.
Yeah,
they announced a release date for it. So something that's really great about all three of the conferences is that they actually focused on games and not like their marketing stuff.
Did you forget the numbers in Sony's thing? Numbers.
Yeah. Oh well. Well, Sony. Well, but still, like, Microsoft and, like, Nintendo focused a lot more on the game side, which is what it really should be.
Yeah.
Instead of the sales and stuff. Yeah, so Sony.
Yeah, so.
Sony press conference.
Mm-hmm. It started off good, Uncharted 2.
Yeah, I sort of missed it because I like just got home from work and then I missed it. I missed the Uncharted trailer.
I didn't actually see the press conference. I just heard about what was announced.
It was
in
a trailer. It was a
demonstration. I went to GameSpot and I like picked up right after that.
You can download it off PSN. I mean,
yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, the PSN thing, by the way, the third video got all messed up, so. It's like the audio's out of sync with the video.
Did.
I got so mad because
last year
the same thing happened with the second video, but instead it was like the video got all like zoomed in. They have to get this right because I wanted to watch that God of War 3 footage in HD on my TV without with the correct audio, and it messed up. So whatever. But if you get that, it's not your PS3. It's the actual video. The Sony conference.
God of War 3.
That's the very end. Let's talk about that.
It was amazing.
It was amazing, though. You know, let's just talk about it now. Yeah, God of War 3 was pretty much... It was sealed the deal at the end, and it was really... I love that. It was a good demonstration.
I sort of thought their Megaton thing that they like dropped was the whole Final Fantasy 14 thing.
But it wasn't.
Which wasn't a big deal.
It was kind of like the Metal Gear announcement, though, where there was like, oh, it's multi-platform. Oh, it's online. Like, that's how it was.
Well... No, I think the reason was that they, the whole way that, what's it called, Jack Trenton presented it was really kind of lame. It's like, and we have another Final Fantasy, and like people thought it was like a joke because like Final Fantasy 13 hasn't even come out yet.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering. That's why I thought was the surprise, because Final Fantasy 13 hasn't even came out yet. Well, wait, didn't they do that?
Yeah.
Didn't they do that with Final Fantasy 12 that wasn't out yet, and then they showed a trailer for 13?
Maybe.
Something like that.
But I think that people are kind of being too harsh on it, that are like saying like, oh, it's gonna be terrible, because I'm not gonna say it's gonna be terrible because I don't know, because
have you played Final Fantasy 11?
I know, dude, that doesn't mean anything though. have you played Final Fantasy 7, and have you played Final Fantasy twelve or something? You know, you can compare anything.
Oh, I doubt Final Fantasy.
It can go either way. PSN, it's hit or miss, dude. They could do really good. They could do really
bad. It's an online game.
Maybe they've learned from that, though.
It's gonna be like...
Maybe they've learned from Japanese it, and they're going to make it awesome. You never know.
Few Japanese companies have learned this generation, except for Capcom.
Everyone going crazy when they announced Final Fantasy 14, and then the minute the online bit came up, everyone just...
The reason why I'm not going to judge Final Fantasy 14 is because the same reason I'm not going to judge Metal Gear Rising, because I don't know what it's going to be like yet. I don't. And if
honestly, I'm just gonna wait and see what happens.
If you look back at Final Fantasy XI, well, don't. I'm not gonna do that because it could be better. You never know. So I'm just gonna wait until I see footage. Wait and see mode engaged. So there you go.
There was footage that was all real time, or maybe I don't know. Well, never mind.
That wasn't all real time. If it was real time, that'd be awesome. I just don't think that's gonna be real time.
Supposedly using the in-game engine.
Maybe it was, but I don't think it's
showed a longer
they had a
13 trailer. Oh, Assassin's Creed was showcased.
Awesome. I mean, yeah.
I liked what they showed, although it was much better than what Ubisoft did, where they just showed the trailer that was basically, it was just the same as, it made it look like it was the same as Assassin's Creed, the first one, the trailer that Ubisoft showed. That's what I was really unimpressed by it.
I think the graphics were really impressive for Assassin's Creed 2.
I'm just glad that Sony showed actual gameplay instead of a trailer. That was
like they made stress diversity and then didn't really show anything that different.
I really think that this new demonstration was much better than the original one they had at 2007 for Microsoft conference. It was just this one came off a lot better. The first one, I remember, like, they had an enemy for the first game when they demonstrated it.
They had some glitches in that.
Yeah,
demo.
Like there's a guy that fell.
Yeah,
over
he wouldn't
onto
like
air.
Fall down.
He
like
fell onto air
in mid-air.
and then he was just floating there. So that must have made them look like idiots when they demonstrated that. That was like
but
the worst.
I think
possible
that
glitch.
the guys at that team know about all of the criticisms that Assassin's Creed 1 had, because they were like, we promised there's a lot more things to do.
Yeah, I hope so, because the first one bored me half to death. I couldn't get into it.
Kill myself.
They have like a flying
kill myself
machine
to
meet
in
and all that
one.
Stuff. That looks kind of cool. So, yeah.
I got like halfway through the first one and just lost interest.
Yeah, the Assassin's Creed looked cool. Yeah, so I think my favorite announcement out of it, I don't know about you guys because not everyone cares, but I think that the Metal Gear Peace Walker, Metal Gear Solid
Peace
Walker looked
Peace Walker. Yeah,
I love the trailer for it.
Four snakes.
I was like, what?
I think that game, I was wondering if, because they have the four snakes, it might be some way to co-op? Have, like, co-op, yeah. That'd be fun. Like, because the way they're doing, I hope they do PSN. I really hope they implement PSN to PSP, and they make it so that I could sign in with my PSN account and have my
There's
PSN
already
friends.
PSN on
do
the PSP.
Them? Do they have them? What
you
games?
You can go on the store and download
stuff
straight.
That's not what
from
I mean.
PSP.
I mean for the games. You could sign in with your PSN account and play with your PSN friends. That'd be good. If it comes up with your friends list,
they don't have that.
No, they don't have that yet.
Yeah, if they should do that for Metal Gear. Well, the thing is, I'm not gonna. Why should I? That's probably the least likely game because look at what happened with Metal Gear Online for MGS4.
That was.
They didn't even use PSN,
terrible.
And that's on PS3. So, if I just really hope that Konami or Kojima realizes what they should do.
Their PSP lineup was pretty good, I thought.
PSP
is Little Big Planet for PSP.
PSP is like
yeah, that
like
was
a, they've got like a shockwave, like just they're really restarting.
Gran Turismo looks hella good.
They I think they've been waiting.
Soul
for this
Calibur.
Moment. They've been like
with Kratos.
They've been like just like cruising along, like yeah, the PSP's selling okay enough to keep it out there, but at the same time, it's not none of the games are selling, so now they're just kind of like rebooting it, the whole thing with the PSP Go. So I want to get the PSP.
I might
Go
get one of those for Christmas, maybe.
It's overpriced,
maybe,
but. It, I'm probably gonna get one anyways.
People say that it's like hella light though. It's like as light as like an iPhone, which is pretty light.
You say hella.
I am from California. I say hella.
Okay.
They do say that.
Well, goodbye. Okay. Metal. PSP.
Wait,
though.
Is that all we're gonna talk about?
16 gigabyte is good. I mean, if you look at the 16 gigabyte iPod. Touch
iPod.
It costs more than that, so and it can't play games, and it really and you can, I mean, the only reason why people even
iPod
pay that,
Touch can play iPod
the only
games.
Reason, yeah, I know, but like, it, I mean, those aren't real games. Come on, you know what I mean?
Duck Hunt.
Yeah, you point and click adventure, whatever. The iPod though, like. The only reason why people buy them is because iTunes works with them. That's the only reason, really. I mean, honestly, I don't think there's any reason why people would get them in that if they can use their iTunes music with other, if they can use like the program iTunes and keep it with like their Zune or whatever. I really don't think there'd be as many people buying iPods as there are. But So yeah, the PSP Go I think is it can be big for Sony or it can flop. I just really think that the price should have been lower because it's $50 more than a 360. I mean, that is kind of weird.
But price of both systems.
Although it has more memory than a 360.
The PS3 really needed one.
Which is kind of funny that you can get a PSP and it comes automatically with more memory and it costs, you know, $50 more. I mean, the 360 is a total ripoff in my opinion for the $199 one because you got to go buy a hard drive. And you got there's so many other things that they don't include in it. I don't like that. I think it's a total just trick to whoever parents are out there trying to buy a thing for their kid. This one just looks the cheapest. I hate that, but whatever.
But all together, what would you say in Sony's conference was the best part of it?
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana. Yeah. And I thought the motion stuff.
Even though it was leaked, the Last Guardian trailer.
The motion
was great.
Stuff that they were showing might not be the best.
It was amazing.
It was really, really good. Really, really good.
It's got promise. It's got potential. I'll say that.
I mean,
the motion stuff thing's got a lot of potential.
The guy was walking around the room. He was walking around the room and shooting. I mean, you can't do that with a Wii. You can't. And you can't do it with Nintendo because you don't have a controller.
Although, like, I'm a little freaked out.
Yeah.
Every 2 years, I mean, well, who knows? From 2 years from now, we're just going to have, like, full body suits
we're
that
not
we use
have
to control
that.
The game.
We're not going
to
have that.
It's gonna happen, man. We're
motion
gonna look,
capture.
It's gonna look like
no,
Schlong.
Most of the motion capture done is not done. Well, it is. Well, it's being more that you're not using suits anymore. You're using a lot of cameras.
Oh, like from different angles.
And still, they're using the tiny little dots.
Well, listen. With the thing is, another thing is, would you want to get like 5 cameras and strategically place them around your room, like? I don't know.
Yes.
You would? Okay.
I'm saying, we're eventually going to get a full body suit with a little visor on
it
that lets you see inside or whatever.
Shut up, we're not going to do that.
You can play shooters.
If that ever happens...
It's going to happen.
No, if that ever happens, I'm going to freaking kill someone. That's dumb.
If that ever happens, I'm going to end up having seizures. Like this whole full-blown...
Why are you going to have a seizure
just
wearing
freaks.
A suit?
No. Gonna start getting like
the game isn't gonna,
reality
isn't
and all
gonna
that
start
stuff.
Flashing at your face, so how are you gonna get a seizure?
No, I'm talking about virtual reality. You know, I just said like visors and all that.
If they're putting like a thing over your eyes and like, well, you ever
yeah,
seen the virtual
yeah,
boy?
Yeah, so you can see in the game.
Virtual boy.
Yes,
like, I'll go, freak, terrible. I'm gonna get one of those for your birthday, and I'm just gonna see how many seizures you have from wearing the virtual.
I'm guessing about 3, yeah, maybe. I don't
more,
know.
More, way more. The games, the games were like red with like black lines as like the thing, and we just kind of like flash and try to make it look like 3D, but it didn't at all. So they canceled.
Wait, if I knew I was gonna get, if I knew I was gonna get seizures, why would I still play it though?
Because you're an idiot.
Are you gonna like dress it up to make it look like something else?
Because you're retarded.
Wow.
All right, are we gonna talk about God of War 3?
We already did.
Like for real?
Okay, we'll talk about more.
We
that
did.
Awesome.
All right, well,
we kind of mentioned it.
Have a edit. I'll.
No, stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, what do you guys think?
I thought
the
it
whole
was amazing.
Oh, sorry.
God of War 3 so far, I don't know. I haven't really seen that much. I saw the trailer they showed at E3. Don't know exactly what to say about it. It's God of War. I have God of War 1 and 2. I don't have the PSP game because my PSP is busted right now, but I have 1 and 2. I enjoy them, just not the biggest fan of it.
I don't have either one of them.
What did you think of the walkthrough that they did on stage?
The walkthrough was
the vent.
The vent?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you watch the full thing at the end, there's this the thing that leads up to the end of the demo. It's a giant vent that shoots you up to the top of the
This game looks like
it's
going
awesome
to be a O rating. There's some of the stuff, I mean, it's just barely making it mature.
Oh, yeah. Is that is
oh, really?
The part
really?
Like, completely
you see him ripping
someone's
off the
head off?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I saw
They've
that.
Done that in God of War 2.
But this one is a bit more, like,
it's so
graphic.
Real, it's
I mean,
so
you
much
see
more
his
realistic
skin,
now.
Like, slowly tear. Yeah, you see his skin, like, slowly tear, and like, it's just there.
You see his, just, like, the motion on his face, the guy that's gonna, it's ridiculous. I'm
the fact that he knows he's going to get his head ripped off.
Yeah.
I wish it was, like, Dante's Inferno, where you could, like, eat little kids and whatnot. That'd be cool.
Wait, you can eat little kids in Dante's Inferno?
You can kill them. They're, like, possessed babies or whatnot.
Oh, really?
Isn't Dante's Inferno basically a God of War, like,
rip-off? Yes.
Yeah.
But it's based on a book or something.
It's trying
like
to, instead of
yeah,
Greek
it's
mythology,
based on a book.
Instead of Greek mythology, they're basing it off of the book. So it is kind of just like a skin change to God of War, from what I've heard.
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering. How many people think that people are using like Greek mythology and all that just for like a free ideas book, like they said on Zero Punctuation? It's
Wait,
just
what?
Like a thing where you, if you don't know where else, if you don't know what
people
else to
use...
do, just like grab like something like Greek mythology and try to get something out of that, get a game out of that. Totally.
What other games
just rip
are
it off
what,
there.
What other games are using Greek mythology?
What was it? It wasn't Greek mythology. It was
Age of
Norse
mythology.
Mythology. It was what is his name? Too Human.
No,
remember
yeah,
that?
It's Norse mythology.
Yeah,
a
mythology.
Lot of games use stuff from Greek mythology, like that one like game called
What
like,
were they
Pandora's
copying
Box
off of with Too Human? The God of Suck?
Norse mythology.
Yeah.
That guy's name is like something
Vikings,
and there's like
you know?
Yeah,
Vikings
it's like there's like
Odin,
a Valkyrie
Odin.
And there's Odin
Thor.
And there's stuff. More people need to take off Egyptian mythology.
Okay, I don't care.
Egyptian
we're
mythology?
Not, this isn't the mythology podcast. Okay, no, let's...
Why not?
Let's talk about some
we
of the...
Can,
other,
like,
what were some of the stuff that was squeezed
once.
In there? What were some of the stuff that was, like, in... Because we're talking about all the big stuff, like...
Mod Nation Racers?
Mod Nation Racers.
Oh, yes. I
oh,
was
that
really,
was cool.
That, awesome. That, I think the whole idea of the whole play, create, share thing is one of the most promising things I've seen that... At that conference, because knowing
really?
That knowing that they
Am
can
I...
have different types of games that are like that is amazing.
Yeah,
I want to see what
Am
they can
I
do
the...
like an action game or something. Or,
yeah,
or,
I was going to say
a
that.
Game.
Thanks
Show me
still in it.
Like that.
Am I the only person who didn't like the idea of Mod Nation Racers?
You don't like anything.
Mod Nation Racers.
That's
is...
true.
Do you watch the whole video? I mean, like, it was pretty cool. Like some of the stuff.
I watched it. Wasn't it was interesting, but just like, why are you stealing Little Big Planet?
I'm not really stealing, but it's internal Sony.
Hey, can I say something?
Well, still, it's just like, why do you want to just go off that? It seems...
Because Sony wants it to be a genre. They want it to be a genre. That's why.
Mod Nation Racers has actually been in development longer than a little bit, Planet actually. And then, like, the creators, what is it, United? I can't remember. But they went to Media Molecule and they, like, asked them for examples of what they can use in their game. So, like, they're kind of working together. I mean, that shows you, like, first parties, like, really influence each other.
I'm surprised they didn't go with Sackboys as the characters. I would actually prefer it. I would prefer to have Sackboys.
I think I would like it a lot better if it was actually Sackboys, because then it would just seem like a tie-in. But now it just seems like two separate games.
They look really similar. It looks like they're almost like Sackboy ripoffs.
Yeah, exactly. That's what makes it so bad.
Yeah. So maybe they'll allow you to use Sackboys from Little Big Planet and bring them over. That'd be a great idea.
Is it PSN or is it Arena or is it Arena?
I think it should be retail, PSN. I think it'll sell better as PSN. Or maybe it'll sell better as retail.
Could it
Who knows?
Both? You know, like Soulcom or Warhawk, maybe. It could be both.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably.
But the guy built a really cool track in like 5 minutes. I mean, you see the thing before that, they had like monsters and stuff flying around. And I mean, in the final game, like, somebody can make a really awesome track, and you can go on there every day. Like, Mario Kart's cool, but, like eventually the tracks get old. So this is kind
of
cool that there's
I guess it depends on what you like, because I don't play a lot of the racing games besides, like, the Burnout.
Burnout's awesome.
The thing is, I like Burnout, but whenever I play them, I don't play them very competitively. I just kind of cruise around, because it's an open world. And,
I'm not that big of a racing fan. I just play Burnout for the fact that you can crash into stuff.
I always have fun with kart racers because they're so straightforward. And you can, it's, you know, shooting too. There's like different mechanics and stuff. It's not just about the racing. It's about like the weapons and pickups and stuff. And I don't know. It's a lot of fun.
I've never been into the Gran Turismo or Forza, so I'm not that...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that deep.
There's like 3 degrees. There's like 3 degrees of racers here. Or actually, maybe like 4. You got like your MotorStorms, you got your Burnouts, you got your Gran Turismos, and you got your kart.
Well, no, MotorStorm and Burnout are similar. They're like arcade style, realistic.
Yeah but racing. Gran Turismo. Wait, you said Gran Turismo or MotorStorm? Oh, you said MotorStorm.
No, he said MotorStorm and Burnout.
Yeah, I know, but MotorStorm is off road.
Yeah,
they're
very similar.
Off road is a lot different though than
That's a genre.
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of similar in like how the crashes and stuff, yeah. So, the Mod Nation looks cool. And the action game thing that you said, like, you said you thought like a Devil May Cry, right, would be cool?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe not exactly Devil May Cry, because I don't know if that would be able to market
thinking,
as easily.
Yeah, I was thinking Metal Gear, with like, you make a map and place soldiers around and have it co-op or whatever. And, vision cones and stuff, like you decide like where these what areas these like certain soldiers would patrol around, like that'd be kind of cool. And this is just the start of that. And I can't really think of like other genres though. I'm trying to think here. Can you guys think of any cool ideas they can do with like great share?
Still fighting games. You still haven't tried fighting games. It'd
How
still
do
be
fighting,
I think they're
fighting
all
games.
Like
fighting
Super
games.
Smash Brothers.
Oh yeah, maybe Super Smash.
Yeah,
Brothers.
I think there's gonna be. Yeah. I think they're all going to have this little goofy, silly little look, like they had with the Racer and Little Planet. They're all going to have this goofy little look to them, so it can be easier to market to everyone. But really, I'm just trying to see what they're going to do with it.
Yeah, it's probably like one of the cooler things to hear out of that conference was like that they're taking these kind of big steps and trying something new. So.
Did they show Mag at the conference?
Yeah, they did.
I think they did. They
went into detail
like,
with
the whole
it.
256 player game.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How did it look?
It looked
pretty good.
It looked alright.
Yeah, for a 256 player game, I mean, it looked pretty good. You wouldn't expect Killzone graphics from this game. I mean, you just expect to have fun. However, there have been many critics, like some websites, like this game is like very generic and whatnot. But the thing about it is, it's not been done on consoles yet.
Yeah.
However, it's been done on computers a lot. I mean, it can be innovative in a certain way, but we've not even seen too much of it except for just people playing the game and whatnot. That's the only thing we've seen.
the graphics, like, they have the kind of SOCOM-y look, you know. Like, SOCOM is a lot more about the, you know, just the gameplay, really. You don't really care if there's, like, some, like, grainy textures and stuff. And it looked a little brown for that level, but I've seen pics of other levels, and some of those levels, they look, you know, a lot more out of, like, a Call of Duty kind of thing.
What type of game do you think it would be anyway, though? I mean, like the three different types of shooters. You have the Halo over the top.
It's gonna be SOCOM.
Yeah, it's gonna be SOCOM
stuff.
First person SOCOM, dude.
Call of Duty.
SOCOM and Warhawk.
It's gonna be tactical.
SOCOM and Warhawk, kind of. That's what I think.
Yeah, SOCOM and Warhawk both have a steep learning curve. I mean, like, I get whooped in almost every game I play.
What about some Resistance 2 aspects of the different objectives?
Well, maybe because of the scale, how they have the objectives, yeah. But I think it's going to be a lot more, because Resistance 2, like, it wasn't completely based around that, though. Like, the whole objectives thing, like, yeah, that was a big part of their gameplay, but this mag is just completely focused on these squads, and like, if you stray, then you're gonna be killed. You're not gonna be like, it's not gonna be something where you can just go Rambo your way through. It really looks like you're gonna have to be in a military.
Yeah, you're gonna have to work in teams,
just like how SOCOM is. Like,
it's a team based game, and yeah,
I hope that it works correctly, and that I hope it's also like, I hope it's easy to navigate and everything, and I hope that the interface works well, because SOCOM wasn't that good. Getting into a game and everything was like, I know they're not the same developer. They're not the same developer at all, so I'm gonna feel stupid for even bringing that up. But
what do you mean?
Because
SOCOM?
People complain about SOCOM.
Mag?
Let me call this out right now.
It's the same developer.
No, they're not. Not the new one. The new one is
Zipper and some other idiot. I can't remember
Slant Six.
The name.
SOCOM Convertation is not the same as MAG.
Yeah,
they're
not
the developer,
saying.
But
the
SOCOM series.
What I was talking about with the interface was the SOCOM Confrontation for PS3. And
oh, okay.
So what I'm saying is, people that compare SOCOM Confrontation to MAG whenever MAG is talked about, you need to shut up, because it has nothing to do with the game at all. Nothing. So they just used the internet, you know, intellectual property. That's the only thing that was the same about SOCOM. It was an okay attempt at recreating it, but, you know, don't look at that and say, like, oh, MAG is going to suck because SOCOM didn't run well. Because Zipper is way better. So
Something I noticed when I was looking through the videos on HiPS3 yesterday was, did they show off Fat Princess for the PSP?
Yeah, they did.
It
might be a mistake, because last year they had Valkyria Chronicles on the PSP1, even though that never happened, because it was just a mistake by the people that made the video.
No, it was mentioned in one of the write-up articles.
It was?
It
makes sense, because it's not really, like, the controls for the game make perfect sense, actually. You don't ever have to use a right analog stick, so
it doesn't appeal to me at all. I mean, I'm like, hey, you have this Fat Princess and you have to feed her and you have to carry her around and stuff. I mean, if I wanted to do that, I mean, I'd just dress up in a little pink skirt myself and have people feed me and carry me around. I mean, I don't get it, though.
You could say that about any game, can't you, though? If I wanted to be Ratchet and Clank, I would get a Sheepinator gun and go shoot some people.
Oh, Ratchet and Clank, Crack in Time.
Yes, I will. That will probably be
overlooked.
That will probably be one of my nominees for Game of the Year, since I love
the visuals.
Frog, you said it was Lost in the Shuffle, right?
Yeah. The visuals were like outstanding in comparison to the first one. I was like, this game.
I paid attention to like the animations and stuff. The animations and stuff actually look
a
bit more cartoonish. Yeah, the animations and all that look a bit more cartoonish than Tools of Destruction.
I admit it looks better than the first one, but it still doesn't pop to me.
It's kind of everyone sees it and they're like, yeah, it's more of the same, but that's what I'm hoping it's not. I really hope it's something new, so.
I've never agreed with the whole thing that more of the same is always bad, though. I mean, if they have a working formula, they can keep it going.
God of War says hi.
God of War, I think it's going to be, I think that they, because it's not like Ratchet and Clank has had so many games, though. God of War is like a, you know, this trilogy.
Yeah, more of the same is fine.
Ratchet and Clank right now has had...
Fine for a few.
This is their sixth console game, I think. Yeah, it's their sixth one. Seventh if you count Size Matters for the PSP.
Which came out on PS2. So
they didn't do Size Matters.
They did. Oh, yeah, they didn't. I forgot.
Yeah, they didn't.
But they ported it to the... somebody ported it to the PS2.
Yeah, they ported it to PS2.
So, Ratchet & Clank was... I think that was overlooked. Let's look at the holiday that we got lined up here. You got Mag, you got Uncharted, you got Ratchet & Clank. What else is coming out this year?
Ninja Gaiden 2. Sigma. Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2 is going to be the best game this year, in my opinion.
I think it will come very close if they can fix the incendiary
shuriken.
Yeah. If they can fix that, because that really killed the experience for me in that game.
What? Really?
360. Yeah,
you had to roll at the same time.
They spammed that so much that you would die in like instants, and there's like no real way to see it coming because you can't see them throw it. And I haven't tried the harder difficulty. Like did normal and beat that, and but they say they throw it even faster on like Master Ninja and Way of the Mentor. So I'm not even gonna try that because survive on normal.
Itagaki, I think I'm saying Itagaki, something like that.
Itagaki.
The thing he focused on the most, it seems if he focused the most on difficulty than actual fun. Unlike Sigma, I mean everything seemed to be pretty much fun and scaled. I mean even though it's hard, but I mean it's not as hard as I mean if you think back to the original Xbox and like the NES games and stuff like that, it's not hard as that. And that's the thing about Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2 that's being fixed, that he said the difficulty is going to be balanced correctly, and I mean the camera is going to be fixed and all types of stuff that they saw that were being complained about from Ninja Gaiden 2.
What about the blood and the fact that there's no blood in Sigma 2?
They took the blood out because they said they don't want it to be marketed off of its goriness. They want it to be marketed off of just the way a game is supposed to be. They don't want people to say, oh, yeah, man, this game is going to be awesome because it has gore in it like no other or something like that.
Wouldn't you say that the blood kind of made it more... better? I don't know. Like
No. They're talking about the blood, and they're talking about that that feature, the obliteration technique, where if you hacked off one of their limbs,
it's still
you could
in the game. It's just
like,
a lot.
Yeah, it's still in the game, but they just
still in the game. It just all purple
replaces
now.
With haze or something like that.
Yeah, it's all like purple haze, which seems really weird for
haze.
A ninja game.
Haze, this
like,
game's
can't
gonna
you
be
make
good.
It, like red.
There's haze in it.
Haze.
This game's gonna be good.
Well, I can't complain because I brought Layer. So I can't say anything.
How do you like Lair?
Other than the IS ninjas, that I don't. The only thing I'm worried about other than that is the new character they decided to add. Ayane, I think. Is that the new character they decided to add?
Yes. And what's the other one name? I can't remember.
I remember on the first Sigma they had Rachel, right? I did not like playing as Rachel at all, really.
Rachel was okay in my opinion, but her weapon was too big. I mean,
yeah, I thought she moved too slow for me. Yes. I always like to kill them.
Ayane seems like a lot faster. If you've seen some of the some of the videos they've shown, she moves a lot faster than even Ryu, actually. Ryu.
Alright, we've talked about Ninja Gaiden.
But
too.
I bet her weapons are a lot weaker, though. She has swiftness, but her moves are more likely going to be weaker than Ryu's.
Okay, Ninja Gaiden 2. Yeah, so that's another one. Anything else?
We were talking about games.
Let's look at the other consoles.
Demon
here.
Souls.
Let's look at the other Demon Souls. What's that? I don't even remember what that is.
That's it's RPG.
I heard it was amazing, and I want to play it. I want to play that in White Knight Chronicles, but
Chronicles,
I guess I'm
going to
have to settle with Demon's Souls.
White Knight Chronicles coming out next
year.
Yeah,
it's going to come out like January, more than likely.
Well, what I think it's cool is that like this year, like we had Killzone.
Wait, what are you saying? In Sargasm?
He didn't say anything.
Huh? In Sargasm? I wasn't saying anything.
Okay, yeah, So what I like this year was, like, how Killzone came out in February. We actually had games to look forward to throughout the year. Like, Infamous just came out.
Yes.
Like, I don't like it when all the games come out in November. So that's why I'm glad God of War is coming out in March. And we have things to look forward to after that. And
when's Heavy Rain coming out?
It's supposed to be next year.
It's going to be next year, probably in the summer.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean, they never said it was going to come out this summer. I mean, everyone just said, what was it? I think it was game trailers. They put 2009. And I mean, everyone assumed that it was 2009. Then when Sony said it's going to be 2010, then everyone was like, oh, here we go again. Wait, Station 3. I'm like, Sony never said that. I mean, that's just like putting words in someone's mouth. Yeah. That's what I hate.
What about the Heavy Rain?
We didn't really talk about that very much.
Look at the lineup for the 360 and the Wii for this fall. Like, there's new Super Mario Brothers Wii, and
actually, for the 360, I'm sort of looking forward to ODST because I like Halo.
ODST?
So.
Halo ODST.
Yeah, ODST or whatever. Yeah,
I'm just gonna remember the name.
Isn't that like the name of like a trooper? Like
Orbital Drop Station.
Drop Shop Trooper.
Drop Shop.
Yeah, exactly, Trooper.
Something like that. Yeah, around that area.
Anyways, yeah, that it'll be cool. But is it a new game? Because I've heard the levels are cool, but that's really it. The mechanics are the same.
It's supposed to be
supposedly about 10 hours.
Isn't that the same amount of time the Halo 3
can't? It also has the beta for Halo Reach.
Not going to be you're going to have to wait to get that, though. I guarantee. The beta isn't going to be ready right when you get the game.
I have honestly no idea what they're thinking about this one. To be honest, although I like Halo, I hope they try something different. Not exactly with Halo Wars.
I've heard that it's more open. It's more like an open world kind of not open world completely, but the levels are a lot more open to you. Instead of being linear. It's gonna be like more of a when you're walking through these areas, like you can kind of choose the way you want to go instead of just being pushed down a certain path.
Then when you walk into the woods, you'll be mauled by like a beast or something maybe.
That could happen.
And then it says, get a PlayStation 3. You don't want this.
I'm just saying that I really know nothing about this, so I'm hoping that they'll surprise me with this.
I think that...
I
think Halo it's going to sell a lot, Halo 3 ODST, and I hate that it will because that just means Microsoft's going to keep putting out more and more of these things. Just keep on using the Halo name. And Halo Reach is just an example.
Halo book got in the bestsellers list for
so many
times.
All of them do. Whenever there's a Halo kind of thing, they always any kind of thing like that. Like if they ever made a Halo movie, I swear to God, that would be one of the top grossing.
They've been trying to do that for quite a while now. The Halo movie thing. It's supposed to be directed by Peter Jackson, I think.
Transformers.
That's Michael Bay.
Sorry. Failure.
Peter Jackson.
Remake is horrible.
Well, he also did Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings is amazing, but the King Kong that he did wasn't good in my opinion. I rather see the original, just like Godzilla. Godzilla that was made in 99 was pretty cool, but the original ones were better. I'd rather see small penis people scream about Godzilla than, I mean, Americans, because...
Wait, did you say small penis?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
He didn't imply anything besides just their... Okay. So 360... What else does 360 have this year for...
Forza.
Isn't Splinter Cell Conviction supposed to be only
they have Forza.
PS?
Forza, the greatest PC looking racer ever.
Yeah, and
it has damage.
Close. Yeah.
I'm a little scared about how they were spending so much time on their whole car painting feature and how deep it's going to be.
Well,
how many people are going to use it?
It's just the car paint.
A lot of people have used Forza's car stuff actually. That's something that's huge.
They should just make Forza like a car designer for Gran Turismo. You just hook up your 360, your PS3, import cars, and play with
them. I'm just saying, if I ever get that game, I'm gonna be like blinded by what people are gonna put on their cars.
People use little triangles and stuff. Like they use like the little triangles and stuff as pixels, and like they make like an entire painting on the car of like a real person.
Not very cool, actually.
It's pretty cool.
The funny thing about Forza 3. Is that, I mean, people actually stoop down to say that Forza 3's tires look better than the Gran Turismo PSP game as a whole, but, I mean, they're scared to compare it
really?
To yeah,
really?
The Gran Turismo 5. I'm like, you guys are idiots. And I mean, comparing it to PSP. I mean, even if you look at high-resolution screens, I mean, you can still see that it looks like plastic. I mean, polished.
Speaking of speaking of comparing a 360 game to a PSP game, look at Soul Calibur for PSP. Has anyone seen videos of that? Because I know Mage Rider has.
I've seen that.
Yeah, I have. So good. It looks just as good as the console versions.
It does. Really, it looks really amazing good. For PSP. It looks amazing for PSP.
That was what I thought they got wrong in the PSP thing. I thought they put a PS3 video in again.
They did? I'm not surprised because the game looks that good. I mean...
Just like Kojima's son threw us off with the whole Big Boss... next generation thingamajig.
Oh yeah, Kojima is doing Castlevania.
I'm so excited for that, even though I know it's like just gonna be pretty normal like action game, but I'm still looking forward to that.
I've only played Castlevania on the DS, and then there's Castlevania Symphony of Night on my 360. Haven't beat it yet, but I'm eventually gonna get back to it.
I enjoyed Symphony of the Night. That was a fun game. Still holds up today.
So, what else besides Forza and Halo? I mean, they both have like pretty
Splinter
strong
Cell.
Lineups.
Splinter Cell looks pretty cool.
Yeah, Splinter Cell's going to be their big.
I think so. Wait, let me check.
I think it's coming out next year. Are you sure?
I'm going to check right now.
All right, check.
I'm checking.
I'm pretty sure.
Is no one excited for Alan Wake?
That game was
meh.
Didn't like Beast say it's like Alone in the Dark?
It doesn't look. I don't know why. Everyone says it looks really good to them. I didn't really see it.
I thought it looks good.
I'm not sure how it'll be.
It looked interesting. I'm gonna give it a shot when it comes out.
Yeah, it's coming out this year. Splinter Cell.
It looks
a lot
like Heavy Rain. I mean, people are saying like they're not the same game, but in terms of
only
like,
because
the way how it's like investigating
atmosphere.
And stuff,
it's supposed to have a good story. Apparently,
Heavy Rain's gonna have a phenomenal story, I guarantee. Because it's basically a story itself. That's what the game is.
I like how if you mess up a quick time event, or if you like have your character die, it's gonna keep going, even when he's dead, or she, or whatever.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool way to do things, and like that means you can play through it several different like, not just several like many times.
I saw them do like a demo of it, and it was pretty cool.
I think doing a demo of something like that
no
is kind of weak because you can't really show off the entire game, you know what I'm saying? Because the game is supposed to like, it doesn't seem like the kind of game you can just get your fun out of in a few minutes. It seems like you have to something to invest your time in and like really get into the story. So
you can invest a lot of time in it.
Yeah. Anyone kind of interested in how the PSP Metal Gear is going to control? As I'm not sure.
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know. I'm still a little.
I'm wondering if they're going to do like the whole.
I'm still wondering how they're going to do
resistance camera angle thing.
With,
like square, circle, X, like that's.
Yeah,
your,
I'm always wondering.
Is that your camera?
Yeah, I'm always wondering how they're going to do something.
I would prefer that because
with one nub.
Or maybe they have really good camera angles like God of War, and like they. They use that kind of thing where...
No, I don't... No,
it doesn't seem like
it,
but...
You need
to... Or the original Metal
Gear. It might
end
up being, like, Portable Ops.
Portable Ops was, like, that's the kind of game I don't want it to be like, though. Because it's just the way the controls in that is, like... You have to kind of, like, stop
Well,
and do
that's
things.
The way that the controls are in, like, every Metal Gear until 4. If it's not convoluted.
Not really, though, because the way the PSP is... Because it doesn't have a second analog stick. I know... It's a stupid thing to make, like, to be beating a dead horse, I know. But I really wish that there was some better way to control, like, your camera and everything in that. So, I played Portal Ops demo, and it was, like, it didn't feel good. Because you have to, like, stop and control your camera and everything, and it just kind of got annoying. So, I think this is going to be good, though, because Kojima is really focused on it. So, hopefully it is.
How is everybody feeling about the last Guardian?
Oh, I forgot to mention that. That looks really good. Like, the graphics. That's in-game, right? That's in-game.
Co-op. Yeah. If you guys watch the co-op show, they showed that it was an updated trailer. Co-op.
I was like, what? That wouldn't make any sense.
No. There's a show.
Yeah, it was very obviously polished from the one we saw that leaked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked... Because I think...
They showed that...
I'm wondering...
They showed it looked a lot better than... the trailer that was leaked, it was a lot more updated. So, like, there's, like, a lot of things that they changed about it.
I'm still wondering what they're going to do with the whole gameplay thing, because me and Kenzuru, I was watching it with Kenzuru. We were talking on Skype while we were watching this, and we had an argument on whether or not it's going to be a puzzle game or, like, more based around puzzles. Because I really liked Shadow of the Colossus. And he said it should be more about puzzles because that was what Ico was like.
Ico.
Yeah,
Ico.
I think it'll be more like
Ico. Ico. Whatever.
Tomato, potato.
Yeah, I'm not that big of a puzzle person. And I always end up getting, like, really bored by it. There are some times where it's able to keep me going, like Portal, where I was able to push my way through it. Portal was awesome.
I hated Portal. It was god awful.
Really? You didn't like Portal?
I like Portal.
No.
Did you finish it?
Really?
The only thing I liked from Orange Box was Team Fortress 2.
You didn't like Half-Life 2 either?
No, it was.
I got stuck in Half-Life 2. I still haven't beaten it. So.
Wow, you're a strange man.
Love Half-Life.
Strange man.
Okay. What we're talking about again? We're talking about. I don't like the. Creature design. Yeah. It looks weird.
What? I thought the creature design was great.
It was meant to kind of be a bit disturbing.
Sort of like a link to Colossi or Colossus or however
you say it. I
guarantee
they're going to tie everything together somehow eventually.
Yeah, like they did with Shadow of the Colossus. And I like the look of the Colossus too, because they were, it was always such a sad feeling you'd get when you'd kill them or fight them and all that. It gave you, like, a sad feeling, because not only were they not even trying to kill you, they looked sad. It was
by Shadow of the Closet,
a sad game.
Sad.
Hey, spoiler, they're going to kill the beast at the end of the game.
Really?
You know, they're going to kill that beast at the end of the game, and you're going to cry that he died.
I sort of got that vibe too. I sort of got that vibe. He is so going to die.
Or maybe
that's what
just,
I thought
maybe
when
they're
I was
just gonna have
it.
Like a fiesta or something at the end. Just gonna like...
No. He is the final boss, and you have to kill him yourself.
Yeah, something like that. Because there's always they're trying to show that friendship between a little.
Oh, you know what? I don't know. You know who cares? You guys have all played Resistance too, right? Or beaten.
Yes.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I haven't finished it yet, but I've
but
already
you,
heard the
knows
ending.
The
so
ending. Yeah. Everyone knows the ending. Nathan Hale.
So if you haven't played it, skip a bit.
Okay. Yeah. He dies.
If you don't want to hear spoilers, like put your fingers in your ears and
I've already said that he dies. Freak. So it's too late. Yeah. So he died. He doesn't die necessarily. He gets shot in the head, and you don't know what exactly.
Nathan's
what
a robot.
Well, what I'm wondering is the PSP guy. I wonder if you're going to take control of him, because I haven't played that PSP game yet completely. So I'm wondering if you're going to use.
You're telling me Nathan's coming back as a robot.
If you're going to use Grayson from the PSP.
Half robot, half Chimera, half human.
Yeah. Get it, because I mean, it's
I think they
like
were in a time
T3,
warp.
Then R3.
They were in a time warp, right? And then now they're in the future when the Hellghast are taken over, and now the Hellghast are going to get infected by the Chimera, and they're going to be. The Helgera, and they're gonna the ISA is gonna take in Nathan Hale and try to restore him, make him stronger, better, faster, and he'll
you're thinking too much.
He'll take over he'll take over the ISA command, and it'll be a huge epic fight. So
it's kind of a stretch, isn't it?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
let's move on.
Big stretch.
Oh, wait. The idea of crossover games in general are kind of a stretch, you know.
Ratchet and Clank, Jack and Daxter.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I've tried to tell you.
Like,
they have,
those are just cameos. They're not like actual
crossover
games.
Yeah, they're always
games.
Yeah, they're always cameos. They've hinted that they could be in the same game so many times, but they've never actually done it.
Like Mario and what's his face?
And Sonic.
Sonic.
Yeah.
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 Even though they have. I mean, not in a story game.
I don't even want to talk about Sonic and
competitive. Yeah, I mean, they're like I said, they won't actually make it a part of their own storyline. It's gonna be like some sort of spin-off like thing that.
All right,
doesn't really take effect to either of their storylines.
Let's close it out. Right. Uncharted 2 beta. Everyone played it here.
Wait, hold on. We need to first talk about what was our personal game of the show at E3.
Okay, go.
I don't know. I really love the motion controls, but I think they should have showed a trailer. I mean,
so far, do you know they have enough to make a trailer? They could be like in the very basic.
It's 60% done already.
I would have preferred,
like I said,
my friend hearing some info though, than even like if they, because they probably would have done a CG trailer or something, or like just something like really quick. I would rather just hear info about what it'll be like more, what it'll play like.
Yeah, like I was telling you guys, I knew a guy who's at E3, and he didn't get any pictures, but he said it looks like Max Payne a bit, in a way. It's almost like that.
Okay.
Wait.
So what's your game of show?
Agent.
My game of the show? Hannah Montana. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. Hannah Montana. Now, my game of the show, I'm going to go with probably Metal Gear Peace Walker, only because I think that's going to be a big deal if Kojima can nail it. So I really wanted another addition to that story, too. So that's my game of the show. So just because I trust Kojima will make a good game, so... And God of War 3 looked good too, which I'm really gonna.
God of War 3 is my game of the show. Just like, even though I kind of hate the graphics, I still.
Why do you hate them?
Still
Are you kidding
love.
Me?
Because like it looks good, but
dude,
I want it to be
the,
like
look at the giant
better
titan,
than
the giant
Killzone
titan
2
in the background.
I want
doing
it to be better than
while
Killzone
you're going.
2.
They looked crazy, man. You see the fireballs.
I think they're still showing
us
old footage.
The fireballs flying? Well, old footage.
Wait,
it was a demo, though, dude, on stage.
I mean, it could have been an old demo. You don't know.
maybe an old build. But they were when you see Kratos flying through that little thing on like the wings, and then you see the fireballs flying at the screen, that looked really, really good. I don't know if you've seen that part yet, but...
I still want it to look better than Killzone.
I agree.
I don't think you're going to get your wish.
Because... God of War has always been the top of the graphics for like
even
every system it's on.
I know, but still, Killzone is it was like built from the ground up to be a powerhouse. And I mean, God of War is too, but
it's a very different.
Uncharted 2 is gonna
different look from.
Hold on, your thing's messing up, dude.
What?
I don't know. I think
it's kind of
messing up. What the God of War though, like. With Killzone, they had to do something to make this game look as good as that CG trailer, and they had to build it from the ground up so that it would just be a technical graphical powerhouse. So they put all the resources.
Here's what I kind of think should be like a rule in E3 now. You should at least show some, at least a trailer. I'm tired of people spending like 10 minutes talking about a game and then not even show anything for it. Like on Ubisoft's conference, they had that Avatar game.
Avatar.
They had the creator of the movie spend like 25 minutes talking about the story of the movie.
And no,
he was talking about
this is so great, and I'm like, I'm getting really excited for this trailer, and I'm like, yeah. And
then
nothing. And then they're like, okay,
Avatar?
Now here's
and then nothing. Not only that, but the thing that ticked me off the most was that he spends like 25 minutes talking about the plot of the movie, and then he's going to say, then he goes up and says, the game is going to have its separate storyline. And then that's when I like facepalm. I'm like, why are you going to tell me the part of, like, the, explain all about the movie and then tell me that that was basically had nothing to do with the game. Isn't that
this
the reason
E3
came
not
here?
The Grammys.
I think Grammys are for music.
All right.
Whatever. You know, I'm kind of brain dead here. I just took a test, man. Come on.
All right. So, Freak, what's your game of show?
I'm stuck between the new Ratchet game because I'm like a total Insomniac fanboy, and Alan Wake and Heavy Rain. I'm tied with that. I really want to get my hands on those ones right
there.
You want
to get your hands on Milo?
I didn't even say Milo.
I heard you say Milo.
Right.
But
in sarcasm.
I don't think he's here.
What
I think
was your
gaming
show?
I think his thing messed up. Yeah, he's not here. He's just like, it says he's
my
here.
My hands on Miley Cyrus.
Oh, really? Well, now you can have Miley Cyrus in the palm of your hands with the new PSP. So.
I'm seriously thinking about getting that. I'm going to be like, hey, yeah, I'm getting this for my cousin. Then I get home, like, yep, I got me a hand on my Hannah game. I'm cool.
Easy Platinum.
It's a PSP game, dude.
Oh, never mind. Whatever.
Well, speaking of which, trophies for PSP would be sick. I really hope they do that with PSP 2. Now,
PSP 2, as you said, PSP 2.
Yeah, so...
PSP Go.
Now, listen.
Uncharted 2.
Uncharted 2 beta, yeah. Let's just do this because my dad wants me to go clean the garage, so...
I need to get ready for prompts.
Let's go on with this. I played the beta so far, at least about for long enough, I think, to... I'm really looking forward to this. I think the multiplayer is going to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I played three matches yesterday, and I really liked it. So
it lives up.
Yeah.
I hate to say this because I really don't understand the argument about this in general, but I think I liked it. I enjoyed it better than Gears of War's multiplayer. And I hate to say that because I never actually understood why they're always compared with each other just because they're
the
third-person shooters.
The
platforming
is
in
really
two
good.
Different...
Well,
yeah, they're like in two different...
very cover-based.
Yeah, and the cover system is similar. I'll give you that. But I don't get what else. I mean, they're in two different settings. They control differently.
Different weapons.
That's true. Oh, can you crouch in the beta?
I do not think
No, in the original game you couldn't crouch either, so why would you, I mean, it would change the whole game.
Well, because supposing, like, I don't know, you crawled up to one of the places, and then you're, like, standing up, like, you want to be able to crouch down so that you're, like, hard to see, because, like, it seems to me that for the competitive game, like, everything is about cover and not being seen.
Mm-hmm.
At least to me.
Okay. Well, let's just close this thing out because I gotta go. So,
in this.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun beta, and my PS3's frozen
it's
a
fun,
few times though during it. So I hope they fix some of those bugs.
Favorite.
But it's beta.
Favorite.
So.
Well, weapon to use.
Favorite weapon. I like using the FAL. That's a good one with the.
Yeah, the
FAL.
Shot
sniper. That is awesome. That's awesome.
I like that gun, and I also like just using a pistol and then punching a guy. Or coming up from behind and get them down with
like
the melee choke.
Using the riot shield.
Yeah, so this has been the PS3 Lobby Podcast.
Wait, hold on. Wait. wait, damn it, hold on.
Play us off, Mage Rider. This has been Frog Splash 45 and Sarcasm, Freak Monkey, James, and Mage Rider. Thank you. Goodbye.
It's